mighty on our feet.
Yet you say, in what way have we wearied him? In that you see, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice?
The next verse. Verse 18, please scroll down. Amen. It's okay. Think I will use my Bible. Me, Lord, is not forthcoming. Amen. I will read from my Bible now. Malachi chapter 2, and I read from verse 17. It says, you have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Chapter 20, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, when you seek, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Can somebody say amen? Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, and the Lord of hosts, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soup, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and pledge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Verse 4. Then shall the offering of Judah, our Savior's chapel, and our families in Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. Verse 5 and the last. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and upon aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Please, can you display those videos before we discuss briefly? We have a very brief discussion. Any of those videos, they are three. Just display them quickly.
Hallelujah.
I am here to give this video to as many that will care to listen or to see. The early hour of today, I had a encounter with the Lord, and he gave me this message, and I'm going to deliver it the way God gave it to me. I am not preaching it. To as many that had the message, I plead with you that you should please help me preach it or help me publish it. I was worshiping the Lord in the early hour of today, and suddenly I felt group of people worshiping with me, were singing, praising God. Suddenly, one of the people showed himself to me on my side, right hand like this, and he said, "I should see." And I opened my eyes, and I saw that thing like television. This for his friends, and I joined the weeping, and I was asking, I said, please, what did you want me to do? Why is it that it's me that you are showing this to? And he said, I'm sending you. And you should go and tell them that I am the God of patience. But I'm running out of patience. I said, why? Please, Lord. He said, if I should wait more than this, he said, will I find any faith on earth? He said, because the devil is working overtime. No, he didn't use that name, devil. He said, Satan is working overtime. He said, he's deceiving my people with the things of this world. He said, now, what I will send you to do, go there, tell the ministers of God that they should change their message. They should remember that their message is not for this world. That they should preach about the coming of Christ to my people. They should preach about the kingdom of God to them. He said, because their messages are not my messages. He said, I know few people will believe you. No, I asked him, will they believe me? He said, few will believe you. But go and tell it to them that will believe you, that I'm coming soon, that I've run out of patience. Jesus said, it's coming soon. He said, I'm going to give my reward to everyone. He said, according to his word shall be. I said, I don't think I can deliver this message because I am not qualified. He said, all of you will face my wrath. And as he said that, he turned back. He said, the eye of God cannot behold iniquity. Then I ran after him. As I ran after him, I said, please, I was trying to please on tears. Then he said, now let me show you something. Then he wiped away like movie. I saw another scream. I saw another television. And I saw another face in that television. And the face was, I saw multitude of people, millions of people, following through the way. And when they go through that straight way, at the end of the road like this, it was like a valley, which many people are falling in like this. They are falling in. And the side that we are like this, only three people come to join us. And I asked, why just only these three people? Do something. Do something. And he turned back like this. He was talking to me with his back. He said, now go and send the minister that your punishment is going to be double, that they should change the message. Please, I'm begging anyone that is hearing my voice, change your message and preach the message of the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming soon. Change your message, please. Please, as many that are seeing me or hearing me, help me publish it to as many that you can reach, that Jesus said the ministers should change their message. The pastors should change their message. Forget about message of the things of the world, what they could get. But remember, this world is not our home. There is a place for us that have been prepared for us by the Father. And he said, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. Let him that think that is done, let it take heed, lest it fall. You that think that you are on the Lord's side, do you still woke up and remember the kingdom of God? Let everyone, I beg, I don't know how to publish this. And I don't know why God chose to send me. But help as many that can preach it, preach it. I am not preaching, but I'm sending you this message. If you can preach it, preach it. Publish it. I know as
I dare to tell this church today.
Then he says, you should talk to the minister that they should change their message.
This constitution
that they should preach about the coming of Jesus Christ. Not all the other messages
they are preaching.
Then he says that the punishment of the ministers will be double.
This constitution can never
be. The teachers, the preachers, and their punishment will be double.
Most of all,
and I have seen it in James chapter 3 verse 1. He said, them that teach should be careful what you are teaching. I want to encourage us, as long as we are teaching both in Sunday school and everywhere, be very, very careful how you handle the word of God. Six double-edged sword. Don't turn it to suit yourself. Say what is right, for judgment is coming. And he said, those of us that teach will not have mercy on us when he judge. He has told me over and over. I know she's saying the truth.
Amen. We've been praying for Nigeria. The second one is talking about the constitution.
There was a year I said that I commanded the constitution to come to ISIS. I don't know why, but the Spirit of God told me to do that. This video confirms that God is angry about the constitution of this country. Amen. Please, you can play it.
Unfortunately,
if there is no voice, I will add voice.
I don't run a federalist system in Nigeria. Otherwise, what is so unique about all those
people very brief
that are in the exclusive list
very, in this chamber? I thank God for
to federalize this system.
I dare to tell this session today.
We failed. Every crime is local.
This constitution to never be focused.
The earlier
this constitution can never give us peace.
Someone the courage to say we should not continue to deceive ourselves.
And unfortunately, most of us in this national assembly, we don't have the spine to face what we need to give this republic to help it and progress. What about it? This constitution has 68 items. 68 on the exclusive list. This constitution has only 12 on the concurrent list. And those 12 are written so nebulously, so fraudulently, that you know that the intention is to even undermine those concurrent lists. The formal name of this republic is Federal Republic of Nigeria. Unfortunately, we don't run a federalist system in Nigeria. Otherwise, what is so unique about all those things that are in the exclusive list in this chamber? We try to federalize the police system in this chamber. We said every crime is local, and the solution to every crime is local. The idea that senators in Nigeria, someone is correct to say, we should not continue to deceive ourselves.
Right, the last one I will show you then, we'll just, the last one is this.
When I say change your death, what you don't understand is this. The moment that happens, the Spirit of God departs from Saul. A lot of things. And so you'll be making useless decisions. You'll be making terrible mistakes and blunders because the spirit of evil is
on you.
So it is a Nigeria movement. Unless you know it's about to start, I'm going to champion it. It's going to go like wildfire across this nation. Nigeria for Nigerians. You'll be bigger than the same Nigeria group. You have never seen anything like it before. It's a movement propelled by God, Nigeria for Nigerians, to deliver us from the hands of oppressors, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a fight to finish. I'm not going to die for this country. I'm going to live for it. Nigeria will prosper in my lifetime. Nigeria will be saved. Nigeria will be changed. Nigeria will become great. It is the wicked that the land will for me, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, wow! The people said, to your tents, O Israel. We have no portion in the house of Jesse anymore. Sovereignty is not in your hand. You are commander-in-chief of nothing except the people who put you there. The highest office in the land is the highest. The hat is the office of the citizen, not the office of the president. Nigerians are going to rise. They are going to demand for their rights. Nigeria for Nigeria movements, in the name of Jesus. And I dare you to try to stretch your hand against me like you have done to others. And you will
sent me, but I'm just empty. I'm just making noise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, Nigeria for Nigerians! The time to serve this country has come. The government can save us. The military can save us. We have said Nigeria was right and demand for what is rightfully theirs. In Jesus' mighty name. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. This is the final one. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I love you, I serve you, I respected you, I did everything to make it work for you, but you turned against me, and God has turned against you. Get out of my way!
I stop at this point. We are discussing a topic, and these things are relevant. I thank God for the timeliness of this video. You will understand as we go on. He said, who can endure his wrath? Who can endure the day of his coming? If you go to Psalm 24, if you go to verse 3, he said that it's somebody that have clean hands. Some of the scriptures I'm going to be quoting, I may not have given it to the media. The ones I gave you, you can display it. People can read on their own. But I'm going to be very fast. Brethren, somebody that have a clean hands, and so on, in that scripture from verse, okay? Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? Next, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully for any reason whatsoever. Verse 5. Amen. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Alright. Who can endure his wrath? It is somebody that has the picture painted here that will be able to stand on the days of his wrath. I want to let you know the days of the wrath of God has just begun. People will see it and they will fear. This is the map of Nigeria. I want to encourage you. You know, when God wants to deliver a nation, he sent which people? Prophets. When God equally wants to punish a nation, he sent prophets. Can you turn with me to Hosea chapter 9? If you read the context in Hosea, it's similar to the scripture we read. Hosea 9:7 says, the day of visitation has come. If you don't know, I want to make it clear to you because I know what I am saying. The day of visitation of Nigeria has come. It has just come. And God is raising radical prophets all over the nation. What nobody has seen before. And that judgment, according to the word of God in 1 Peter chapter 4, judgment will start from the house of God. Hear me loud and clear. We that call ourselves Christians, we have to tidy up. Because the word of God says, judgment will start from his house. If you know where you have gone astray, so that what is coming will not flush you, better go and repent. If you know where you have compromised, where you have messed up, go and repent. Because it will surely happen. The wind is already blowing seriously. The wicked, there will be no war in this country. The other time we are praying, I always make people understand this. The only war, the only thing that will happen is that the corrupt people will be wiped off from this country. How God is going to do it, I don't know, but he said so. And a righteous Nigeria will appear. But remember I said, judgment will start from the house of the Lord. From the priests. From the people that follow them. We have to examine our ways. We have to really examine our ways and go back to repentance and cry out to God. Because something is going to happen. There is a wind of change that is about to blow. And it will blow wicked ministers off. Blow wicked Christians who are sabotaging the work of God. And the glory of Africa will be revealed. But that demands your intercession to speed it up, and your righteousness to bring it to pass. So the Lord is calling us to repentance. He said the time of ignorance he has forgiven, but now that we should do what? We should repent and do what he commanded us. There are three areas that God is going to judge. These are already the days of his wrath. Somebody that will endure, I'm telling you what the person has to do to endure the days of his wrath. If you continue living a wicked, a corrupt, and immoral life, you cannot endure. You need to change your ways. You need to repent, child of God. You need to seek God now before it's too late. In the grave, there is no repentance. If anything happens, you die. Without genuine repentance, you cannot come back again. Child of God, this is not a time to play church. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. He said the earnest expectation of the entire creation awaited the manifestation of the sons. This is the time of manifestation of sons, not the time of playing church. Church era is coming to an end. The rapture is around the corner. I'm not saying what I don't know, because the Lord called me and told me certain things. I have been keeping them in the hiding, but he has told me to blow it open. That I'm beginning to talk, both online and offline, because there is time and season for everything under heaven, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Brethren, I'm your brother, we are together. God doesn't make mistakes. He wants us to hear this message today. Those watching online that will not come here, hear and hear clearly. If you have shook your hand in something dirty, go and repent. Because the wind that is coming does not respect anybody. From the pulpit down to the pew, it is God. You see the man of God that is talking with anger. There are many people God that brings like that. Brethren, it is time for us to be rising every night to cry out to God, like the children of God in Egypt under the taskmasters. Trillions are being produced every day from our oil. Other things are producing trillions. We are recovering loot, trillions of naira, and we are still borrowing trillions. What is happening? What is going on? No job. We have all manner of resources. Our light in this country is rickety, but we are supplying steady light to outsiders. We import what we have, and we export what we don't have. That is the country we are living in. Brethren, Christians need to arise. The Lord said Nigeria should arise. Africa should arise. Because the resources of Africa is about to be revealed. There is a darkness covering Africa, covering Nigeria. That is why all these things are happening. But God is about to judge that darkness. Listen carefully. The judgment is coming. Who will endure? You that run to Christ will endure. God is going to be judged. Cabal will not be able to stand. Listen carefully, because it is going to happen. You will remember this message. You will remember today. I don't say what I don't know. Cabals will be judged. People are going before people to kneel down, to anoint them, to come and lead with fraudulent mindset, not to release our common resources. Brethren, God is angry that Nigeria has been caged by our own brothers. We are suffering apartheid through British advice to our own brothers. The light of God has come, and the darkness is disappearing. And some truths that have been hidden. How many of you know that the Constitution has 68 items, and 12 is the one they are losing? And they wrote it so fraudulently that we will not benefit from it. 68 are excluded. They don't touch it. Federal Republic of Nigeria is Nigeria as a nation. They don't run it as a federal system. Nobody has the God. When you get there and see what is happening, fear will not let you to challenge what is happening. You just be collecting the animals, go. Then nobody kill you. When we started praying, that God will slap the head of some people. They will just rise up like mad people and begin to speak. And that is what has happened. You see how the man rose up. He said, if he perish, he perish. Let him do it right for once. Even if he died, do it. Say this constitution cannot work. It has to be destroyed. A new constitution has to be written. If we have to have a changed Nigeria, and it is coming, child of God, rise up on your feet. Rise up. Who will endure? Who will endure? Do you have clean hands? Are you born again? Are you still watching pornography? You will not endure. Are you still a romantic call? You will not endure. For the word of God say, anybody that defy my temple, I will do what? I will repackage. I will bless. I will promote. God say, I, God, will do what? I will bless you back. Say, I will destroy you. Christians, stop defiling the temple of the Lord. Our body is his temple. We defile it in many ways. When you are gossiping and blackmailing people, you are defiling the temple. When you are saying what is not true because you want to step on those people to climb, you are defiling the temple. These are your brothers. All of you go to church and clap hands, and you are living in hypocrisy. You go behind to stab your brother at the back, to stab your sister, to rubbish your sister, and you come and be praying. Who will endure? The year of his coming. Brethren, enough of this psychophancy, laundering image, trying to gain attention, let them know you exist, make statements. Now me, without me, please humble yourself. Know that you are nothing. Whatever you have is God that gave you. Stop hoarding wealth. When you are given an opportunity to serve, stop looking for selfish gains. Be content with the percentage that is given to you for the job you've done. If it is 10%, receive it. God, as big as he is, receive only 10%. Don't look for how to inflate the price so that you will enjoy the day of his coming. And say you are making it. You are bought house. You are bought car. Out of this kind of fraudulent activity. Brethren, give account of what is handed to you. When they give you money, if you change the name, give account to return it. It is not your own. Rise in there. Tell them. Let them say, keep the rice and eat. You don't have a jacket. Brethren, who will endure the day of his coming? Even in the church, people are inflating price to make it. Even in the house of God, where judgment will start. People are looking for what to gain. That is why they are entering position. They can pay for it. They can give for it. They can go to any extent to climb there so that they can gain some human luxury. Who will endure the day of his coming? People don't serve God sacrificially again. They are looking for salary to serve your father. How much does your parents pay you to become their children? And to eat your food? And to go to the toilet for yourself? In your father's house, they will be paying you to work for God. If they don't pay you, you will not do the work, or you will not do it very well. Brethren, no, this is your father's house. If you are collecting salary to live in your father's house, then go ahead in the house of God. There are some things you need to drop so that the blessings of God will reach you. Let us stop eye service. Let the chaplain see me. Let this person see me. So that when they recommend people that are doing so well, they will recommend me. So when chaplain is around, you come around to do one or two things. Let me see you. He said, let your left know what your right is doing. And God will reward openly. Will reward your secret works. You don't try to impress anybody. Child of God.
If you are in the habit of trying to get attention of the church, so that when you need something, they say this brother is very committed, you are wasting your time. Repent. That the Lord is calling you. Serve God unconditionally. When condition is attached, it is no longer love, it is lust. Anything that you have condition to pursue, you are lusting after that thing. Power, position, enemies. But when you do it sacrificially, it is love. You impact, not what you connect. The Lord is calling us. Child of God, who will endure the days of his coming? Are you evangelizing? The evangelism in your mouth is gossip. 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 The time of God is being wasted instead of preaching the gospel. Campaign. Politics. Even inside church. From house to house. Campaigning for yourselves. The Lord is calling us. Brethren, he said, the person that is causing him this pain will pay for it. Don't be an instrument to bring division among the brethren and in the house of the Lord. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. But if I can be a peacemaker, look for how to unite, not how to scatter. So that divide and rule. You divide some will not know what you are doing, then you rule. Brethren, Godfatherism, Godmotherism, it is good though. But Jesus Fatherism is the best. Let Jesus father you. Put not your trust in man or in princes, but put your trust in God in a time like this. I want to round off by saying, please, you can have your seat. Let's go back to the scripture. God bless you for being obedient. But going back to Malachi chapter 2, I will take it bit by bit. I will read it from my Bible. Then we will close. I believe enough has been spoken. Through the picture, you watch, you go home. If you want to be part of the new Nigeria, start crying to the Lord now. Say, I will see it. I will not die. I will live to see it. The new Nigeria is coming. There will be so much of anything in abundance. Jabrata, I'm telling you what God showed me. I'm telling you what I know. It's going to happen. You will not be left out. But you have to cry for it. Malachi chapter 2, from verse 17. Ye have wearied the Lord with your ways. People, don't talk. Let's say Nigeria. Where is God? This and that. We have prayed all manner of things. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord. Say, I beg. The more we pray against these people, the more they are waxing stronger. Let me join Yahoo. Let me join the politics. I will do the politics with them. You are compromised. I will do Yahoo. I shall fraud. You begin to justify evil. I didn't shed blood. I didn't kill anybody. Is this not to buy a laptop, buy a computer? Press 1, 2, 3 things. Money will drop. Money will pitch. Did I kill somebody? Did I carry on? Because wickedness have increased in high places, and the resources of the people are hijacked. They started looking for means to help themselves, and the devil presented to them what will take them to the fire. And people are washing people's head with coconut and Fanta so that their mother will be weak, and people are submitting themselves. Praying. Such is not a blessing, it's a curse, and it takes away the life of them that get it. Ill-gotten wealth, that is what it's called. A Christian should not put his hand in ill-gotten wealth. There are many scriptures, I will just concentrate here, so that I will get in time. He said, when you say everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and delighted in them, or where is the God of judgment? Somebody stop going to church. It's on Sunday. They call for people to build a church in Abraham here. All the old boys in town came out, and the pastor was praising them. That they are the one that built this place. And
in cutting well. People don't ask questions again.
I know your salary. I know where you are working. I know you are not doing another business. How come this sudden wealth that you got and too much money everywhere? Are you a magician? Are you a miracle worker? How did you get this money?
Explain to me clearly. So just started it.
Hey, God bless you, people. And everybody knows this person is a criminal.
We will come out on the altar and donate money, and they will be clapping for you. God is not happy. God is not happy.
Behold, I will send my messenger.
God has already started sending his messengers. These are radical prophets. Go and study Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. The days of visitation.
He said, "You will know that the prophet is a madman,
and the spiritual man is a foolish man." Brethren, amen.
He said, "Whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple." We have been crying for change.
Change is coming, you know. Not the kind of change they promised us. He's going to weed a lot of things out, and righteousness will come forth. And the new constitution will come, and the new Nigeria will come.
Are you ready for the change?
The topic is a question. Who can endure the day of his coming, the day of his wrath?
Are you still ready for him to come? Congregation, if you are ready for the coming, can I hear you shout, chorus, yes, come?
People are not sure. Some people are afraid. They have heard how the coming is going to be.
They remember how many abortions they committed. Remember how many men they have slept with. How many bones they have broken. How many marriages they have scattered. How many bones they have scattered. How many offices they have impoverished. How many institutions they have eliminated.
They are realizing the evil they have done. And they are afraid. The good news is that you can repent and God will forgive you. Your secret sin, the skeleton in your cupboard, all your cultic group you visit and come to church, all the idol under your bed that nobody knows, all the clothing you visit, because the wrath of God is coming and judgment is upon the house of the Lord. Rise on your feet.
Lift up your two hands. Say, "Oh Lord, my God!
Are you afraid?
Whether you say it or not, it will surely come. It's better you say it. Come! Come! May anger be swept off
by your coming.
Forgive me. Preserve me. From today, God! I promise to be a changed man. A changed woman. To preach about the coming of Jesus Christ. With every little strength I have. Lord Jesus, I have worked against the church. I have been denominationally minded, religious minded, not Christ minded. But in this hour of manifestation of the sons, may I cut across religious barrier. May I cut across tribalism barrier. May I cut across racism. I release myself. You say in the days of your power, your people shall be winning. Use me, O Lord. In the time like this, I want to be used. I don't want to hear this story. The way you are using that man I saw. The way you are using that woman I saw. The way you are using that Lord, lawmaker. Father, I want to be used. So that when the Acts of the Apostles is written of what is going to happen in Nigeria and Africa, Lord,
my name will be good.
Help me, O Lord. To stop to undermine what you want to do by my lukewarmness, by my unseriousness, by my immorality, by defiling your temple, which is my body. I surrender to you this morning. Save me, Lord! Write my name in the book of life. Cancel my name from the book of death. All the people we do in the office, even when we are paid for the job, we collect something before we do our job. All you will be in office, right in the time, 7 a.m. when we come 12 in the afternoon, forgive us. All you will do, changing our age and swearing for it, so that we remain in office when we're supposed to leave. Forgive us, O Lord, and show us how to correct ourselves. If you know you have done such thing, when it is time for you to retire, tender a voluntary retirement. Don't wait. Correct yourself by retiring yourself at the right time, or else you are a part of them that are compromised. Father, we thank you this morning. Those of us that are using certificate that we don't know where I came from and coming to church to share testimony of making our results, have mercy on us. From henceforth, Lord, examine our practice. Let it be found from our lives. Those of us that sell results, sell grade, sex for grade, money for grade, that is how we rose to stand on. Build houses, violence, out of iniquity. Have mercy. The iniquity of the house is speaking against them because it's an identification of iniquity. Have mercy. Those of us that are boyfriend, bought laptop, bought this one. It's a testimony that we are living in adultery, in fornication. That we are celebrating an abomination. Have mercy. Help your people to live for you. Thank you for hearing us this morning. Change us and use us to change Nigeria so that in the days of your wrath, we will not be affected. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the chaplain. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for this generation. We will see your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes. You see the map that I drew in my hand. Please, if you go home and look for something that represents Nigeria, whenever you have the strength, cry out. Say, we need a change. God, come and help us. Government cannot do it. Legislators cannot do it. The security outfit has failed us. Our ministers have failed us. Brethren, we need to cry out to the Lord to raise the sons who will address this matter. God bless you.
We shall be taking the time dealing now.